Oh, baby, how do you know? All I need is my love. I say I'm gonna get high. Jackie Ponce is going to be with us in the second hour. This remarkable man with his rather inspiring story, this history of being this remarkable educator and administrator and such. Jackie Ponce is somebody you need to be paying attention to. And then in the first hour, I've got Maurice Mangum. He is an amazing artist, musician, songwriter. He's going to be with us for the entire hour, so stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax, and it's done. Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
All right, my friend, I'm going to say this at the outset of this broadcast today, that it's not my intention, you know, to ruin your day or anything. It's just that if, you know, you're comfortable in your misery, well, far be it from me. I don't want to disturb that. We know that misery loves company, or as one of my mentors once said, miserable people love miserable company. Is that how that works? We're not among those here. Sorry, because we're really inspired with the music that we're bringing to you today. Maurice Mangum, this local guitarist, songwriter, singer. In fact, it's been said of him, if there is a more approachable musician, hard to come by, hard to find. You spend 5 minutes with this guy, and you're enriched by his humility and his authenticity. This is being said about him. Among those who know him personally or have experienced his music, and he says this of himself, I want my life and music to be uplifting to people. He said, my voice is cultivated from my experiences over the years. So there's some desperation mixed in with a lot of hope. My parents split up when I was 3 years old. And like many women across the country, my mom did the very best to keep going and keep us going forward as a family. And so he wrote a song about her, inspired by his mom. The song is called She Loves. Maybe we'll get him to play that for us. He's going to be live on set here at Tallahassee Talks, coming to you from the studios of Moose Magnificat, Tallahassee's only radio station playing all local musicians, like Maurice Mangum. He's the father of two teenage boys, married to his wife Tracy for now several years, since 2008. Wow. So they're making a go of it, and he encourages all of us to keep going. You know, he says, whether you're single or not, whether you're have children or not, you have opportunity to make your life the best it can be. And this guy has been around. He's inspired so many and has been inspired by the likes of Neil Young and Robert Plant, Alison Krauss. There's some of his go-tos. Jeff Buckley, right? Recorded his recent solo project. and did so with John Kerswig. He's got a few ribbons to his credit, a few trophies on the shelf. Yep, John Kerswig. Okay, so with that, we're going to continue on in bringing you the very best of today's broadcast with this young artist. And in the second hour, Jackie Pons. Jackie Pons, wow. Great guy. And he has, for his part, laid out a template for us, I think, in many respects. How it is that we go through life and we are goal-oriented and achievement-oriented, and perhaps we enjoy a bit of success in those efforts, right? We've created for ourselves this, you know, this protocol that we're gonna go after. We're gonna make sure we go from A to B to C to D, and kind of thing, and we move forward in all of that until life, being what life is, unpredictable for one thing, and yet at the same time, it's without exception in all of our lives, bringing to us the unexpected, the adversities, the heartbreaks, right? So anybody you look at, and you are all nodding as I say this, but there isn't anybody that doesn't have stuff that they're dealing with. May not be apparent to you and I, but they're dealing with it. Or they have suffered some life-altering events. Maybe more than one. Maybe it's just kind of this slow, painful drag on their life that they're struggling against. And it could be, you know, an addiction of some kind, right? Or maybe a health issue, you know, that they continue to push against. Maybe it's the outcome of some unfortunate, tragic incident. Injury, the loss of a loved one. Yeah, come on. We all know this. So that's the common denominator. What we find inspirational, I think, and encouraging is to come across somebody like Jackie Pons. Arguably, could be said that, you know, he was riding pretty high. A Blue Ribbon principal, among only 14 others in the nation to earn that distinction. And then during his tenure, he was Leon County Superintendent. He had an opportunity to be recognized around the country, and notably, he's on the Wall of Honor for distinguished alumni at Florida A&M. All kinds of things that he brought to bear as he pursued his own itinerary, his own path, his career choices. Make no doubt about it. He's you know, he's a driven sort of character. He's a guy who says, you tell me that I can't go from A to B, just watch me. He will, he'll see you. And then comes the unexpected, out of left field, this attack on his character, in which he was accused of wrongdoing. An FBI investigation ensued, and at the end of all of that, no wrongdoing was discovered, and no prosecution was pursued. But the damage had been done. His political attempts, running for office, being reelected as Leon County Superintendent of Schools. I mean, that was over. Well, he lost the election. And he lost not only that, but in the eyes of many, he was damaged goods, we'd say. You know? And maybe Jackie himself was trying to push back against some of that self-doubt. You know, what the heck, man? I know I didn't do anything wrong, so what did I do wrong? Where did I miss the boat? Where did I get off track here? I thought I had this all laid out so well, and I was doing well. Yeah. Be that as it may, because of who he is and how he works, he pressed on. He moved forward, and he found other opportunities, started a business, did well with that. Day came when he got a phone call asking if he would come and serve Jefferson County School as their turnaround principal. It's a role that he had played many times in having set up their turnaround office for the state. He was their director. So we will speak with Jackie Pons at length in the second hour of today's broadcast. I would advise you to stay tuned for more of this great show, and you'll find us online at TallahasseeTalks.com. Stay with me. If there's a more approachable musician than singer-songwriter Maurice Mangum, we haven't met him yet. If you spend just 5 minutes with this guy, you're going to be enriched by his humility and his authenticity. That's just how he rolls. Those are the words of a guy named Dave McCrary, a newspaper writer, freelance writer, who had the opportunity to meet Maurice Mangum on one occasion. Of himself, he says, "I want my life and music to be uplifting to people. My voice is cultivated from my experiences over the years, and so there's some desperation mixed in with a lot of hope." Boy, can that not sum it up for most of us? Citing diverse musical influences from the likes of Robert Plant and Neil Young, Alison Krauss, this young man and his artistic stylings fondly recalls growing up listening to country music as a kid. And he says this of himself, "I began my career fronting local and regional rock bands and performing solo at bars and other hangouts, and then eventually moved to D.C. for several years. That gave me the opportunity to open up for the likes of John Mayer, Annie Lennox, Maroon 5, The Cult, and many more. So the guy's been around, and he's back here, and he is our guest today. Let's welcome Maurice Mangum."
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
How are you?
You are the man of the hour. I'm great now that you've come here with your axe in hand and ready to just bless us with some good tunes. God knows we need it. We could all take a deep breath right now and say, yeah, we made it through another week.
Right? Yeah.
That would be our theme song of the day. So we're looking for a little hope and encouragement, and you promised to bring this forward. And I'm quoting here again, you being the North Carolina native that you are, you said this of yourself stylistically, "I'm somewhere between Jeff Buckley and John Paul White." Wow. Who is best known for his Americana duo, The Civil Wars. And again, you're quoting here, "My grandfather," you said, "played mandolin in a Southern gospel bluegrass group." So, yeah, you never had a chance. This was coming at you hard and strong.
Absolutely.
But man, it seems to me you've made good of it.
Yeah.
Here you are, a rather handsome married man. Sorry, ladies. Off the market. Been married since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
That's 16 years.
Yeah, man. Got an anniversary coming up.
Got the scars to prove it,
too,
right?
Two
who's
boys.
The more heroic, you or your wife, for hanging in there? Yeah, don't answer that.
I'd say my wife.
Yeah.
At this point in my life.
That's the safe place. Just stay there. But in the blessings that are many for the two of you, you've got two teenage boys. What'd you say, 14 and
16?
And 16. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
And along the way, you actually have found time and resource to turn out some pretty nice music. And thanks, we're going to get the chance to sample some of that real quickly here coming up. We're going to take a moment, have you play this one song for you. It's called Moment Like You, Maurice Mangum. Let's take a listen.
Sometimes love starts a fight. When you feel it's stolen from you, slipping through your fingers. Love, man, you're so far away from the town that kept you away. Lives in a consolation of fate, I'll never be discovered. Well, I've been wrong before, and I've knocked down a thousand doors. You may call me a fool for living in a moment like you. Call me weak, what you will. Wear it on my sleeve, it's just a deal. Why you gotta be so insincere, like we never even mattered. I've been wrong before, and I've knocked down 2,000 doors. You may call me a fool for living in a moment like.
Several Tallahassee businesses are diverting money they'd use to promote their own firms into a campaign to promote Second Harvest of the Big Bend. The effort is called the Food Challenge, and we spoke with the campaign's founder. I'm Tom Flanagan. Brian Cerny's company, Alcom Corporation, is an advertising and marketing firm. He's also a magazine publisher and host of his Tallahassee Talks public affairs show. And one of his big concerns is how widespread hunger is in the area.
Leon County remains among the top five counties in the state of Florida for food insecurity.
It's a problem, he notes, that extends beyond the county's borders.
Across the Big Bend, nearly 100,000 children are under 18 years old, and of those, nearly 14,000 are considered food insecure.
Cerny's figures come from Second Harvest of the Big Bend, the regional food bank. And 13 years ago, Cerny came up with a novel way to generate more support for the effort. He approached local businesses and asked them to set aside a portion of their advertising and promotional budgets to help attract more financial support to Second Harvest, effectively giving the food bank some free advertising.
Private enterprise at its best, stepping up and saying, hey, no, we want to take our ad dollars and contribute to this effort. And so we've had the benefit of local businesses being our sponsors of what we ended up calling the Tallahassee Food Challenge.
For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.
Hi, I'm Josh, and this is an ad for Super Signs. We were going to do an ad that was funny or maybe really dramatic, you know, something clever, but that just didn't work. So I'm just going to tell you, Super Signs is great. I mean, they're really great. And it's not just me saying it. Lots of people posting and talking to their friends. Here's one. We are so happy with all our signs and banners by Super Signs. Highly recommend. Here's another. These guys are awesome. They run their business with great quality and service. Our lighted sign looks fantastic. I can't rave enough. Super Signs does the really big stuff, like outdoor lighted signs, vehicle wraps, wall murals, and all the banners, the yard signs, and indoor signs too. So for your business or your birthday party, Super Signs is your sign company. So that's it. That's our ad. Super Signs is great. I mean, really, really, really great. You should call them, 422-1883, or go to their website, yoursupersigns.com. How's that for clever?
We're back, and we're talking with Maurice Mangum, talented songwriter, great voice, nice touch. I love the guitar work.
Thank you, man.
You got all this going down. What do you hate most about being a musician that is this talented, this gifted? Is it that other people despise you because you have so much going on? Is that the hard part? Or
I don't know.
What's
man.
It like being Maurice?
It's fun. You know, it's I'm a singer-songwriter, and I play, you know, around town and on the frequent, at the same venues. I would just say at this point in my life, I'm really ready to kind of get back out into the original music world.
Seriously?
100%.
Really?
You know, get back on the road a little bit.
Well.
Push my music. And
yeah?
Yeah.
You going to take those two boys with you?
In the summertime,
that
yes.
That gets a bit awkward. Yeah, right.
They already have.
Off the school year.
They've called dibs. They
yeah,
said
we're
dad,
going, Dad.
On the first festival tour.
Yeah, I get to drive the bus.
Yeah.
Well, son, it's not exactly a bus. Well, it is. It's a VW bus.
Right.
Yeah, right. I get it. Playing around town as you have and do,
mm-hmm.
you have a favorite venue or places that you prefer over others, or does it matter?
I have definitely have a favorite venue, the House of Music.
Yeah. Russ does a good job, doesn't he?
Russ is amazing. He's a good friend.
Yep.
And he's poured a lot of heart and soul into that feed mill that used to be here for 8 years.
If you are there during the daylight hours, you'll see his blood stains on the walls
absolutely.
Of that place.
Absolutely.
Without any exaggeration. He's very smart.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, we've kind of maintained connections. But yeah, House of Music.
Dude. I get to go in there and play like every other artist and just totally envelop yourself into your songs.
Yeah.
And just be you for an hour or two.
Yep.
And that's the reason it's the biggest reason it's my favorite venue.
Yep.
He allows us to be ourselves.
It's immersive, isn't it?
It's totally immersive.
You know, and it's a small room, relatively speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I think that thing will hold maybe 40, 50 people. Maybe.
Right.
But there's a place for places like that. You know, there's that. B Sharp comes across that way for me. I mean, that's even a tiny, tiny room.
Right.
But if you're into, you know, jazz or blues and you're at B Sharp, the Bradfordville Blues Club was that for mm-hmm. so many. And I know Mac has tried to keep it alive out there at Legion. That's mm-hmm. a struggle.
That's a struggle, man. Yeah. you know, the community of artists that have come together to help them as much as possible has been a really beautiful thing to watch.
It is, in fact. And they've done God's work, I think, in trying to keep that ship floating. We hope that it will. But, you know, if you talk to people like Danny Bedrosian, you'll say, you know what? It's getting tough because a lot of places just aren't hosting live music anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the Over Under, even the Chop House out there in Thomasville, they stopped.
Wow.
Waterworks is gone because they just killed him with the rent. They jumped the rent on him.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that. Northside Stage announced a couple of days. Pretty much we're done, you know.
I didn't realize that.
And there's a fairly good-sized church that's standing behind all of that. So you got to ask, maybe they just got tired of doing it? I don't know.
Because
Sarah Rober's the one person out there who's really mastered that.
Right.
You know, life goes on.
Yeah.
And if nobody was willing to step in, who knows?
I know, man. I always wanted to play out there since I moved to Tallahassee.
It's a great venue.
And they started doing it, but I never got a chance.
Yeah. Well, let's take another moment here. We've got this other song entitled She Loves. Tell us about this song.
Man, this song is, you know, it came about just remembering everything that my mother's been through in her life. And she, you know, she worked hard for my sister, my younger sister and I, all of her life, and still does. She contributes to the family every chance she gets, you know. And though we're grown and out of the house, nonetheless, she's still a single mom. This is more of it's just an ode to single moms in general, or just moms that, even married moms that are going out and really busting their hump every single day for their kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not so much now, but used to not very long ago, moms could stay home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I myself, being a musician, I stayed home during the day with our kids.
Yeah.
My wife worked, and when she got home, we were like, high five, I'm on the, you know, at night, I'd
go out and play. Yeah.
So it's just an ode to the strong women out there that really give a crap about what's important.
Well, let's take a listen, and the title of the song is She Loves, and we'll be back with more Maurice Mangum after we hear this great song. Stay with me.
She walks a mile a night to do right, but no one ever knows. She gives enough to make you feel like crying, so you don't belong. She don't go fancy clothes, she brings it home to feed the one she loves. She let's all pretend it's okay to think I'm number one. You change your mind, share what's on your plate. If only you were her. She don't go. She'll go without.
folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Merry Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. Well, that's why we rely on Merry Maids right here at our studios, because, you know, I do need a little shine from time to time. And my friends at Merry Maids can make it happen with guaranteed satisfaction, screened and trained employees, bonded and insured performance, even a free consultation. Merry Maids can customize cleanings to fit most budgets and fit your busy schedule with cleanings on a weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, or an on-call basis. Merry Maids will deep clean your home on that first visit, something that you've probably been wanting to do, but you don't have to. Call Merry Maids. Relax, and it's clean. Right here in Tallahassee, call 386-2205 or find them online at merrymaids.com. That's 386-2205. We're back. We're talking with Maurice Mangum. True to your statement earlier that I tried to bring to our listeners here, I want my life and music to be uplifting to people. Some desperation, but mixed with a lot of hope. And you referred to that in this song we just heard, you know, and with that, She Loves brings us front and center, right? Real close to what you saw her doing to make it a little better for you. You have siblings?
I do. I have a younger sister.
Yeah. Where is she today?
She is in Pinehurst, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's she doing?
She does well, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom taught her very well.
There you go.
Be a strong woman and
yeah,
and take care of her own. She does a great job. Owns her own business.
See that?
She's good.
So when it comes down to it, are there principles, I suppose, or values that you don't necessarily articulate, mm-hmm. you don't necessarily point to?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess what I'm asking is, where do you go? How do you draw that kind of determination to be that husband, the father, the musician? I mean, all of that rolling.
Man, if I had to sum it up in one word, it would be perseverance. And I've learned that. I started playing music when I was really young, and started singing when I was even younger, you know, in the car with my mom when I was like 4 or 5 years old. Perseverance and in music has allowed me to carry that over and apply it to other areas of my life that are really important. Music is highly important to me, but most important in my life are my wife, my sons, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
perseverance.
And then she modeled that for you. Your mom was that.
Absolutely.
That modeled what that means.
Absolutely, yeah. She did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And she learned it from her folks. You know, she grew up on a tobacco farm in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she, you know, when
she
wasn't.
That's a way of life that I think for a lot of people is unavailable. They don't know what it is to have to grow something up out of the ground.
Right.
And do that every day, 10, 12, 15 hours a day.
Absolutely.
They just don't know what that's all about.
They have no clue. I used to play with a guy in my first road band named Mike Mahaffey. And Mike always said, you know, we should just go back to dirt farming, man. This was in the late 90s, you know.
Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind?
You out of your mind? I want to sing, man.
I mean, do you have any idea what that's like?
But I tell you, like you said, man, it's just not, it's not readily available for most everybody nowadays. I'm thankful, and I feel very blessed to have been taught these values from her.
You know, and it doesn't happen much, I don't think, when, by way of, I suppose, circumstances, life events, we're actually denied the opportunity
yeah.
to be tested I mean, if you want to say, I think a lot of times we try to protect our youngsters.
Yeah.
And not let them face the fire or whatever.
Absolutely.
You're
right, man.
To grow their own. I mean, you're doing the same, but you're doing that with music,
yeah,
with your performances. Is there a point at which in your career thus far where you've said, you know, maybe I really am kidding myself, I need to stop, or have then those moments where you think, eh, I don't know, this is not what's not working out. You know?
Right. Well, going back to my mom again, man, I'm so thankful that she's still here with me and with us. But when it comes down to those moments, and I think I would be lying to you if I said I didn't have those moments. I've had those moments from time to time. But the art of perseverance is listening to someone who's been there and really listening to them and soaking up their knowledge and what they have to say to you and applying it to your journey. Hmm. And that's all I've done my entire life. Hmm. And I'm just trying to pass that on to my boys and my friends and fans and anyone who will listen, because that's what the songs are really about, persevering.
We've got one more for you, friend. This is a song entitled Inside Your House.
Yeah.
Itself probably says all we need to know about the song. And you've heard it from the man right here, Maurice Mangum, who has graciously given up his time today talents. What a pleasure to have you. With one caveat, you have to come back multiple times.
Absolutely.
Right? And
absolutely.
I know you've got an EP that's going to release pretty soon.
Yeah.
So once that all comes out, you come back and share more of your goodness with us.
Absolutely. First single comes out next Wednesday the 13th.
Well, let's get that on the calendar. All right, friends. That's what we have for you here at the moment. We're going to close out this portion of the show with this wonderful song, Inside Your House, Maurice Mangum.
Thanks, man.
Just live inside your house, just enough so I can grow with you. And I'll just be the love you found. You won't inside your house. little one, let us pray. Seven steps between our rooms, we'll thank God for something new. Life, for love, for peace of mind, and you. You could save me from this fate, another lonely night. And I will gladly take your name. What do you say we try? Inside your house. Inside your
Wooden Glass has been taking care of families since 1945.
Experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best, like Wooden's top-of-the-line bath enclosures. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Wooden Glass, and they provide precise installation.
Wooden Glass, Tallahassee's first family in glass. Online at woodenglass.com. Call 850-222-5781.
Welcome back to the second hour of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Our pleasure to have you on board, my friend, as we travel down this river of interesting people and ideas and events and activities around the region. We find ourselves in possession of one of the more, enjoyable times of year, I suppose, with a little better weather. The rain will just give us a break. looks like the week ahead will be fairly mild and lots of activities going on around town. A couple of announcements here for you. This is Leon County. Accepting applications for the fall of 2024 semester with the award-winning Leon Works Junior Apprenticeship Program. Leon Works Junior Apprenticeship Program applications now being accepted Leon County. And this program operates in partnership with Career Source Capital Region, Leon County Schools. And what it does is it grants high school juniors and seniors residing in the county and attending either public charter or private schools and virtual schools a unique opportunity. And they earn hourly wages while they're building valuable workforce skills. This is all very good. Expanding horizons, we might say. Right? In a cliched sort of fashion. Interested applicants should apply at leoncountyfl.gov/JRApprentice, as in junior apprentice. leoncountyfl.gov/JRApprentice. The application deadline is March 31st, so pay attention there. Sounds like a fantastic program. It's been around a while. Started back in 2017. And as a result of the program, they've been able to place a lot of students in many different positions, building valuable workplace skills. Yeah. So now, they've expanded their eligibility criteria as of January 1 of 23, which includes all Leon County high school juniors and seniors. So there you go, in regardless of the particular school that you attend. Well, some of these areas include computer-aided design, like CAD, construction contract management. Well, that'd be helpful. A lot of contracting going on around town. Fleet mechanic. Ooh, I like that. Carl, I think I'd like to learn to be a fleet mechanic working on
big trucks and stuff. I don't know.
You can, let's see, they also have graphics and design, graphics and digital design, community and media relations, that's cool, medical administrative associate. These are all these different areas where students can get work experience as part of this program. Leon Works Junior Apprenticeship Program. It says here it provides a pivotal role preparing young folks for well-paying job opportunities in the future. Well, I'm all for that. Can I get an amen? All right, thank you. Let's see here. In the month of March, we're celebrating women. What's not to celebrate? Come on. My mother was a woman. My sister was a woman. My wife is a woman. My daughter is a woman. So there's a lot of good women in my life. And I'm celebrating them along with other women who, in the history of our country, in the history of Leon County and Tallahassee, we're celebrating their achievements and their contributions during Women's History Month. So they got art exhibitions, a workshop, a scavenger hunt. That'd be interesting. And all kinds of resources over there at Leroy Collins Leon County Public Library. Yeah, so check that out. There's an art workshop, March 12. It's called Make Your Mark Art Workshop. Teens and adults are invited to learn about Frida Kahlo's influence in art. That's cool. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's Kahlo. Callow, perhaps. Women's History Month art exhibits are also on display. Fused glass pieces by Kim Campbell and let's see, watercolors from Mary Liz Tippin Moody. That's at the East Side Branch. So all of these different places around town, various Leon County Library branches are displaying these various artworks. This one has me curious. Throughout the month of March, at various locations, or I say at all of the library locations, sorry, again, this is the library, you can search for images of famous women aviators. So it's a Women in Aviation scavenger hunt. How cool was that? So you search the library for images of famous women aviators who accomplished great things in their role as aviators, air and space, right? You're going to learn more about them as you search. And if you complete the scavenger hunt, you win a prize. Every week, they're going to have prizes for you. So go to the library's information desk at your local branch and say, hey, I want to do the scavenger hunt, the Women in Aviation scavenger hunt. Start your adventure right there. Well, that's all good stuff. Let's see, what else have I got for you here? I think that'll do it for the public service announcements. I should remind you that we are now heading into the stronger, more aggressive part of our Tallahassee Food Challenge annual campaign. Recall, if you will, that this broadcast is brought to you courtesy of Spatterwork Media and Entertainment, the company that is one of four subsidiary companies of the Alcom Corporation. So it is that for its history, going back to 1992, the Alcom Corporation, originally known as Alcom Marketing and Advertising, it has had at its core this idea of taking the various resources we have available, our knowledge of marketing and advertising, or our ability to communicate directly with folks, even manage events and ad campaigns and such. All of that we bring to bear. And nowadays, through one of these four subsidiary companies, Capstan Marketing, which is the place where public relations and marketing campaigns and marketing plans, media placement, media management, all of this done on behalf of Capstan's clients. So if you're a business owner, you're looking for somebody you can trust to put your needs front and center. You know, sometimes it's easy in this business. You think about what the ad agency needs. And that's a human flaw, I suppose, or it can easily become the focus. But with Capstan, it's really different because it really takes these opportunities like the Tallahassee Food Challenge and says, here are the things that are most important in life. We're going to hear that today. We've already heard from Maurice about that. You know, what in his music, what is it that really matters most? We're about to hear the same or more of the same with Jackie Ponce. You know, what moves you? What do you care mostly about? Your family, your faith, your friends? How about caring for those who are unable to care for themselves in many respects or who are in a disadvantaged place in life? So the Tallahassee Food Challenge simply says, hey, we can help. All of us. And our slogan there is take the challenge, fill a bowl, and feed the hungry. Simple enough. Witten Glass, who has been with us for so many, many years, a great company, a legacy company. They are the principal sponsor, one of our presenting sponsors for this year's campaign. You'll find them online at TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com.
Hi, I'm Josh, and this is an ad for Supersigns. We were going to do an ad that was funny or maybe really dramatic, you know, something clever, but that just didn't work. So I'm just going to tell you, Supersigns is great. I mean, they're really great. And it's not just me saying it. Lots of people posting and talking to their friends. Here's one. We are so happy with all our signs and banners by Supersigns. Highly recommend. Here's another. These guys are awesome. They run their business with great quality and service. Our lighted sign looks fantastic. I can't rave enough. Super Signs does the really big stuff, like outdoor lighted signs, vehicle wraps, wall murals, and all the banners, the yard signs, and indoor signs too. So for your business or your birthday party, Super Signs is your sign company. So that's it. That's our ad. Super Signs is great. I mean, really, really, really great. You should call them, 422-1883, or go to their website, yoursupersigns.com. How's that for clever?
During his 10-year tenure as Leon County Superintendent of Schools, Jackie Ponce directed the Turnaround Office. Came to be the leading majority-minority school district in the state. And Jackie was placed on the Wall of Honor for distinguished alumni at Florida A&M University, and as a lifelong educator, beginning as a high school teacher, Jackie progressed into an assistant principal and then principal and eventually superintendent of Leon County Schools. He's also coached basketball, led his team to a state championship title. That's cool. That makes him one of my heroes. Along the way, he created a $1 million business and was recognized as a national turnaround school speaker. Wow. He's an accomplished executive with decades-long track record for leading large multi-department school districts through the use of strategic vision and focus on quality teaching, operational efficiency, and cost control. This is the short version of what is an illustrious, lengthy career, the aforementioned Jackie Ponce, who is currently the turnaround principal of Jefferson County K-12, and he is our guest today. Hello there, Jackie.
Great to be here. Appreciate you having me in the
office
today.
Likewise. Oh, man. There are so many parts and pieces to your personal and professional story. I'm like the kid in the candy shop. I'm trying to figure out, I want a handful of those and I want some of them. And there's truth in that, because my sister used to take me to this little candy store when I was a kid, and then everybody else would be done. I'd be standing over there at the counter still loading up. It happens that when I have you on this opportunity, and it's not easy, folks, you know, just listening to what I've given you there at the outset of this conversation, yeah, you're kind of busy, but it's by choice. You were given this opportunity to come into what was, you know, with all due respect, a failed and failing school. Am I overstating that? I mean, give us the thumbnail there. What happened?
Well, you know, I've spent most all of my career in Leon County, like you said, as a teacher, and I was fortunate enough to serve as superintendent of schools here in Tallahassee. So, you know, when I lost the last election, I was elected three times. You know, I went in the private sector, had a lot going on, and went through a lot of, you know, difficult times right there at the end. And I just decided I wanted to do something else in education. And this job came open in Jefferson, and not hardly anybody wanted it. You know,
why?
Jefferson has had close to 20 years of failure, you know, in education. And DOE's been in there for 20 years. There was a charter school in there for five. But I've always believed that, you know, all children can learn. And I think, to me, you know, I was humbled to have the opportunity. And I appreciate the Jefferson community, and the school board, giving me a chance. And kind of a point in my career, I felt like I had something to prove. You know, I still had something to prove. You know, still had a couple of dances left in our boots, you know, that we can still do something positive, and wanted to close out my career in education. And it's just been a great story for me. You know, we were fortunate enough to get some of the best teachers in the state to follow me over there and to build a great team. It's always about a team. It's not about an individual. And, you know, DOE came in there, and this year we were able to earn a grade of a C, and we got off the Bureau of School Improvement list because of our academic performance.
Wow. So from an F, from a failing status,
it's been off and
grade.
On failing. Yeah. There's been some D's in there too, but
below the mark. Yeah,
it's just, we're very fortunate. But I never felt like it was really about me. It's more about the teachers and support staff and the team that we've built in there. And, you know, I'm a former Blue Ribbon principal at Deer Lake Middle School and at Leon County at one time. I think 7 out of the 10 years we were here, 6 or 7, we were in A district. And, you know, I followed, I think, the best superintendent we've ever had, maybe one of the best in the state of Florida, Bill Mumford, who did a great job. And I learned a lot during that time about turnaround, about, you know, that all children can learn, what you have to do in order to help kids to be successful. And we had a plan. We put it in place. And, you know, kind of falling in love with Jefferson. It's a great story. It just came at a great time in my life. And, you know, just love working over there with the team that we've built, and a lot
of
positives.
You know what I love about Jefferson County? I love the fact that when you get outside of Tallahassee, we'll say, when you get beyond the county line and you get into some of these other neighborhoods, to me, that's the real Florida. That's the real Tallahassee area. And I feel that way about Wakulla and Gadsden and even Thomas County. When you get a little bit past this pond, this oasis of money and influence and control, you get down there with, let's just say, the real people, you know.
Well, Jefferson's a cool community. I mean, a lot of people just go there to visit because they have a lot of different restaurants there. And if you go downtown and you get a chance to walk around the courthouse. But it's really special, like out in the rural areas, if you drive out there, the trees and the sights that you see, and everybody there is so friendly. I mean, this community really has embraced what we wanted to do.
And such a rich history, too.
A lot of history there with that. And they've been very supportive of everything we've tried to do at the school level. And, you know, there's a lot of history there in Jefferson County.
I started to think, as you were saying, that what it is about people in that situation, in these rural areas, and right here in Leon County. I mean, we talk about two Tallahassees. Carmen Connor was here last week, and you know, she's over there at Pineview, and hear her talk about the families that she's working with and the kids who can't get to school on time because their mom works across, you know, 40 miles away, and they work nights, and they don't have a car. It's that kind of stuff. Now, that happens right here. We don't have to go beyond. But right. when you get into those neighborhoods, you get into those households, there's a level of, I would just call it humility, I guess, honesty. And I think when you talk about a team, you pull together teachers, what do you notice about these teachers?
Well, we're fortunate. I did over 150 interviews from Madison, and you know, over here we did a job fair in Leon County. And fortunately, because of, I think, part of my history in Leon County, that a lot of the teachers knew me, knew what I was about, and they were willing to follow, come over there. And in Jefferson, you know, you talked a little bit about some of the challenges at Leon. Jefferson has the same challenges there. And again, what you find out is you've got parents that just want the best for their children. They want them to be successful. And we all know that education is the most important thing we can provide for children. Yep. And over there, we're fortunate. We have Allison Tant that represents us over there, and Corey Simon, a Republican and a Democrat that work together.
Are aligned.
And their visions are aligned. And when you see so much today, a hate, different, you know, party stuff, and it's just refreshing to have two individuals that are over there representing us that work together like they do.
And in what better way than in a setting that's designed to bring the best for a kid in school?
Absolutely. And they both, you know, care about children. And that's what, I think education is different, you know, when it comes to that. I think we all have to, you know, do what's in the best interest of our children. We have to be willing to change the way we think of things. And that's what I've challenged everybody in Jefferson. Let's try to do things different. Let's try to get in there and do what's going to help our students to be successful. And we all know we're going to have issues that come up. You know, you're never going to solve in poor schools the issue that everybody's going to be in school every day. That's not going to happen. But what you can do is improve the attendance and work towards it and help the parents with the issues that they have. We have the community schools program now in Jefferson, which is a brand new program that the legislature funded and put in place. And that's able to provide community support in so many different areas for Jefferson. And we're very fortunate to have the community schools program in our school system.
It sounds like a lot of healthy collaboration. Let's get into talking about the community schools program as an example of that. Folks, I've got Jackie Pons with us here. He is the turnaround principal at Jefferson County K-12. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks. Stay with me. Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Merry Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. Well, that's why we rely on Merry Maids right here at our studios, because, you know, I do need a little shine from time to time. And my friends at Merry Maids can make it happen with guaranteed satisfaction, screened and trained employees, bonded and insured performance, even a free consultation. Merry Maids can customize cleanings to fit most budgets and fit your busy schedule with cleanings on a weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, or an on-call basis. Merry Maids will deep clean your home on that first visit, something that you've probably been wanting to do, but you don't have to. Call Merry Maids. Relax, and it's clean. Right here in Tallahassee, call 386-2205 or find them online at merrymaids.com. That's 386-2205.
We're back. We're talking with Jackie Pons. This community schools. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a program that the legislature funds every year, and the governor supports. We're very fortunate to have the governor support on that and DOE. And they come into school settings, and they try to take care of some of the community needs there. Mm. Like Lori Livingston is running ours now. She's doing a great job. They'll have a food pantry there. They'll have a closet for clothes. They do different community groups that come in and work with them, like buying a home for the first time.
Wow.
So if you think about it, some of the issues you deal with related to poverty can be solved somewhat through the community schools program. And we're just fortunate to have it, and it's doing great things for Jefferson. And it's part of the success story that we tell as far as turning around the school. And again, We're fortunate to have that. We're fortunate for the funding. It's a 25-year commitment by the legislature, and it's a lot of money involved for 25 years to a school system, and it's going to make a difference in Jefferson. And again, Corey Simon, Allison Tant, Jason Schoaf, Republicans, Democrats, Bill Mumford helped with this. Senator Broxson, you know, got in there and helped get us funding to get this pushed through. So, you know, this is what can happen when we all work together. And, you know, education really is a nonpartisan issue. I mean, whoever's involved in working there, and I think all our representatives really helped us.
It may be true that there are so many parts of everyday life that, in fact, are nonpartisan. You know, I mean, if the elevator is stuck and you're in with 12 people, do you really care who they voted for? Or what color they are, or how much money they made? No, you just want to get the elevator going, man. And I've said to some of our locals, you know, I really don't care about your national politics. You're entitled. That's that. You know, people fought and bled and died for that privilege. What I care about is whether you can plug the, you know, the pothole, if you can get the light bulb to work.
Well, I think it's important, too, that, you know, there's good politics, but sometimes good politics is not good leadership. It's like some of my, you know, I'm a Democrat, but I've got a lot of Republican friends, and I was telling somebody the other day, they were on the governor about something, and I said, you know what, it's easy to criticize somebody, but if you're going to do that, let's at least recognize the money that he has put into education salaries, you know, for teachers.
Or come up with a better idea.
So you can't just constantly, you know, criticize individuals for what they're doing. You got to recognize the positive things that they're doing.
Tom's comment with me is, you know, there's politics and then there's governance. Right. The governance is what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Getting the job done, man.
And working together.
And doing that. Yeah, exactly.
Working together. We got to work together regardless
of it. For the same
of it.
Objectives.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you brought these teachers on board. How did you get them all coming together in the same direction?
That's amazing. I spent a lot of time early. And, you know, I went in there. I felt like I had something to prove. I mean, when I got there, I felt like this is an opportunity to do something that's never been done. And even Bill Mumford told me that going in. He said, Jackie, you know, if you can get in there and do this as a team, it'll be something you can remember the rest of your life. And I just aggressively recruited teachers. I would interview them anywhere, any place, any time. I was looking for individuals that not only had the credentials, because a lot of the charter school teachers were not certified. About 60% of them were not certified. So we found individuals that were not only certified, but the next thing I wanted is individuals that love kids and that could motivate kids. And you think in education the most important thing is what the teacher knows. That's not necessarily true. It's how the students feel about that teacher. If they love that teacher, they're probably going to be successful. If they don't like the teacher at all, it's hard to get the type of learning to take place that you really need. So you got to find those people that can motivate, and that's what I was looking for. And we got a great group of teachers. And I remember one night I drove to Madison to watch a flag football game because the best language arts teacher in the whole area was coaching that team. And I wanted her to see me at the game to know I was there, because I knew she was coming in for an interview. And I felt like maybe that would give me an edge. So I went and watched her win a game. I went by afterwards and spoke to her. And I guess that's fair or not. I don't know. But I felt like it was fair. And then I interviewed her a few days later, and, you know, she accepted the job.
I think it could be argued that you were there on a fact-finding mission.
Maybe that's what it was. I need to find a fact-finding. But I knew I knew what she could do to help our students.
How she performed under pressure.
Under pressure. And she's
They win the game that night?
They won the game. And not only that, she's probably one of the best teachers we have in our school.
Look at that.
So it's a success story.
Oftentimes, would you agree with this idea that you really do have to kind of go off the canvas a bit? You have to go, I don't want to say outside the box, because too many people say that, but you have to go into another setting where you see, how does this person treat their spouse, their kids? How do they carry themselves? What do they say? What do they not say? Either privately or publicly, those kinds of issues that come back to, oh, and by the way,
do you really like kids?
Right.
Do you really
how they feel about children? And you can tell, you know, how people react to certain situations, I think is always important. And when you're recruiting someone to come to be part of your team, where will they fit in? You know, I think in leadership, I always try to hire people that are stronger in areas that I'm not. And I think it's important because I don't care who the leader is. They don't know everything, and they need to have individuals around them that can help them in those areas that they're weak in. We all have areas that we can improve on. And so that's why when you're building that team, you want to keep that in mind the whole time.
And is it also often observed that failure can be our best teacher?
Sure can. We all make mistakes. I mean, we've all gone through, we talk about it, tough times in life. You know, we've been knocked down. And
you've had a few of those.
Oh, I've had them. You know, I knew when after after the last election, you know, it was a time in my life that, you know, I was starting over again. You know, you go from getting 200 phone calls a day to getting five. And then all of a sudden,
you find out who your friends are not.
Real quick. But then again, you tell children this in life, you know, you tell them that there's, you know, we're all going to go through some difficult times. But I think what sets individuals apart is how do you react to that? What do you do?
Right.
Do you, when you get knocked down, how do you get yourself, pick yourself up, get back in the game?
Right.
And that's kind of what I did. I said, hey, I'm going to go back to work.
Yep.
And if you'd have told me when I was at Leon County superintendent, and, you know, the number one majority minority school district in the state, and we had 7 years as an A, and number one this, number one that I was going to end up being the principal in Jefferson County. And at the time, I would have said, I don't see that coming, but I'm honored to be there, and I'm fortunate that I got
Isn't
the opportunity, and I'm thankful that the community gave me a chance, you know, gave me a chance to show what we could do. And and I think that's what life's about. You're not going to always be where you are today. And tomorrow it might be a different road, but I think you have to get on that road and do the best you can.
Indeed. Yeah. I like that vision of you being that shipbuilder, the guy who spent his whole lifetime building boats, and somebody says, hey, we got this boat over here that's been beached and it's just been laying out there for the last couple of years. Think you could do anything with it? You know, and here you are with old rusty tools, and you say, you know what? Let me see what I can do.
And you try it again.
You try it again, and you go to work, but you come at it. And I really think this is a life lesson for all of us, with a degree of candor, maybe, and humility, and not presumptuous. Not say, hey, you know, I can make this. No, you're going in honestly, I think. In my opinion, I think that's what teachers and parents and other administrators, they read that and they go, hey, the guy's not coming in here like he's got all the answers. Mm-hmm. What he's got are people are going to help him find those answers. And they're doing the same thing. They're saying, how do I reach this kid or these kids? How do I get back up after I get knocked down? I think that's why we like athletics so much. You know, we love watching basketball teams that are just giving it everything they got and they still lose the game. But then the coach pulls them aside and says, hey, it's a game. Let's get ready for the next one.
I think there's a lot of coaching lessons that you can learn in leadership that are very important. Yeah. I know for me, winning a state championship at Rickards was quite an event.
It's huge.
I remember it the rest of my life. And even when I've gone through some tough times, those players, they find you. You know, they find you and they check on you and all that.
Sure enough.
And again, I tell people, you know, when I go around, I mean, recently I spoke at a turnaround group of principals, and I was telling them the key
is
making sure that you have the right leadership team.
Amen to that. Folks, Jackie Pond spending a few minutes with us here on this beautiful opportunity to talk about what it means to take something that others have discarded or have given up on, and you decide, wait a minute, there's one more move to make. Let's find out what that is. Jackie Pond's our guest. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay prepared for severe weather all year long.
Have a plan. Have what you need on hand. Stay in touch with important information. And know the service providers you can trust. Hello, I'm Brian Cerny. Tallahassee Prepared was created to keep you and I informed and prepared for severe weather 365. Go to TallahasseePrepared.com. It's there for you 24/7 because staying prepared is more than a season. It's an attitude. Learn for yourself at TallahasseePrepared.com. Folks, we're having a good time here talking with our good friend, Jackie Pons. And he has graciously been willing to share some of the insights and lessons and observations. Are you having fun, I guess?
I've really enjoyed it. You know, I've been very blessed in my life. You know, I've had a lot of positive things happen in my life. And I've had some tough times, too, like everybody else. But I will say that this opportunity was something that I was very excited about. It came at a good time for me in my life.
And it sounds like a great time for the good people in Jefferson County.
People have been great. I mean, the community has been, like I said, so supportive. The kids are great. I mean, they really appreciate it. It's a K-12 school, so... You know, if you're having a bad day, I can go down to first grade, check on Miss Whitty's classroom, and see what she's doing. You know, if it's not going right, you can
rekindle the fires,
or I can go to Miss Bellamy's room and we can see what's going on. Watch them. I can read with kids, and again, it's just I'm fortunate to be there and really enjoying it at this point in my life, enjoying turning it around. Yep. And again, we'll get another grade at the end of this year.
Yeah.
And our data is even higher right now than it was last year. So we're anticipating we could be a C again, maybe even go higher. And again, you know, we've just had so much support. We got a group called the Bureau of School Improvement, DOE.
Right.
And DOE has been very supportive with us. And they came in and helped us with this. And recently they recognized me for transformational leadership. They gave me a plaque for turning the school around. And, you know, we've been fortunate. Commissioner Diaz has visited the school lately. He's been out there and came by and watched our progress. So we've had a lot of support, a lot of people pulling for us.
The personal part of this for you includes all that history. And what a ride, you know.
Well, it changes your life, but I tell you what it did for me. It made me a lot more humble. You know, I think at the time I was pretty
cocky.
Confident. I was probably pretty confident.
That would
myself.
Be me. I'm the you cocky
know,
one here.
Right. Well, you know, the coach in you, and you've had so much success. Right. But, you know, my faith teaches me that there's more to life than just what happens to you every day. There's a reason and a purpose. You go through things, you know, maybe my reason and purpose was to be at Jefferson one day. Indeed. You know, there's sometimes things at work that we're not aware of with our faith and we have to accept that. I wished I would have never gone through that. You know, that was for 5 years of my life that, you know, I really need to write a book about all the different things that happened. And and you go through that, but it does, when you come out of it on the other end and you do get cleared and people do say, you know, there was no wrongdoing, you know who your real friends are, and you realize that there's more to life than just that. I mean, I loved my years at Leon County. You know, I'm not saying I wouldn't want to go back, but what I can tell you is that, you know, after going through something like that, you learn some things about yourself and about life, and you learn that you have to get back up, get back in the ring. You gotta go and do something else.
And I wonder too, Jackie, if it's those things that we discover. Maybe it's when we've had those moments in life. Yours was a 5-year stretch, and 5 years is probably an understatement because those are things that have opened you up to where you go, you know, man, I am so different than I was then. And that difference then informs you. You can take the time to go sit with a bunch of first graders and just watch them having a good day in class.
And also, I think it teaches you what's important in your life too: your faith, your family, your friends. You know what's really important in life, and that, you know, we're not going to live forever. You know, we're not going to be here, and you want to be remembered as somebody that did what they could to help others.
How many
and I
times
think that's important.
We heard Bobby say, it's a dadgum football game, man. Right?
And I think some
priorities.
I think also making sure that you're doing something in life that you enjoy and that you love. And, yeah. and I love education. I love being a principal. I loved, you know, when I was at Deer Lake Middle School, we were a Blue Ribbon school. That was something. Yeah. Only 14 schools in the nation. I had a lot of academic success because of the people I think yeah. I've had around yeah. me. And I think those are things that are important in life.
What's your worst day? When you're doing this, I called the school the other day, and this very nice lady said, "Well, we got a broken water main here."
I was going to say the water pipe the other day was a bad day because anytime you have to, you know, safety's always your number one priority sure, in the world we sure, live in sure. in education. And
that's an old building over there.
We've got a lot of. It's a good building, but there are some older portables in the building. Yeah. But I would say, you know, when you have a situation like that where you might have a pipe bust or something where you have to move kids around or you have yeah. to turn the day into an yeah. early release day. And, you know, we've had situations like that. But any day you're with children and you got a chance to be around kids, it's a pretty good day because, you know, the children that we influence or that we have a chance to guide are the future of our state. Mm. I mean, this is nothing more important. There's no call to service like being a teacher or being an administrator or somebody that can make a difference because if we don't get our children to the point that they're educated,
yeah.
you know, and they don't make it, then we end up paying for those children the rest of our lives. I mean, we got to get them through there and not to accept that responsibility. That's why I always say, you know, I'm so proud of our teachers and teachers that teach here, even in Leon County that are here because they're doing, you know, service. It's a service.
Do you think about personally your personal end game? I mean, are you if somebody called you this afternoon and said, "Hey, we've seen what you're doing. We want to hire you. We want you to come and administer at a state level, or we want you to serve this appointment with the governor's office." What would you say?
Well, I've had a lot of opportunities, actually, because of turning around. There's turnaround groups that do this, and they've approached me. It's opened a lot of doors for me. There's a lot of, you know, opportunities that are out there. And I'm looking at several different things now as far as what I'm going to do next. But right now, I'm just getting up every day, you know, just trying to do the best job I can. Mm. We got to finish this school year out and have a very positive school grade. And again, you know, I think doors will open for you, but mainly I'm just still very humble and appreciative that the community gave me a chance.
So the contract you have with the school district, right, is that renewable or is it?
Sure, it
how
is.
Does it
yeah,
stand?
Yeah. I, when I first went there, I had a 2-year contract, and then at the end of that contract, the superintendent of the board make a decision if they'd like you to continue that or not. Mm-hmm. And then you have to make a decision. Is that yeah. what you want to continue to do? And you know, I've been fortunate. I've created, like I said, $1 million business. I've had opportunities
yeah.
to teach in Leon County. I was
but what would you prefer? What would you want to do? You want to stay where you're doing it with
you know,
these
I think
kids?
I think every day you just have to, you know, think about it, pray about it, what you want to do, where you want to go, and what yeah. you're going to do next. The one thing we can't buy in life is time. Mm. You know, and I tell people that a lot of times. Mm. You know, you never know. You know, how long you have, so you want to live every day to the fullest. And again, you can't buy time. And so
interesting.
That's very important to look at.
Staying in the moment, we
yeah,
say.
Yeah, you know, and making sure you understand that. I think a lot of times when I was younger, I used to look at things like, you know, you'll live forever, you
sure,
can
sure.
do whatever you want. But
yeah.
as I start to get in my early 40s, I said I'm a little older than that.
But we'll go with
we'll
early
go
40s.
40s, my late yeah. 40s. But you start realizing you can't buy time. So whatever you want to do significant, you know, you better get ready to do it pretty quick because you're not going to have that opportunity like you do earlier. So you have to look at it that way every day. And again, it's just been great to be at Jefferson. It's been great to be at Leon, been great to be in education. And I love telling the stories of success. I mean, there's certainly some things in life we'd like to get do-overs on. You always don't get those, but you try to do the best you can with what you have.
He is the highly celebrated and highly respected turnaround principal, Jefferson County K-12. And we are pleased to be able to have had him with us today. Jackie
Pons, thank you for being with us.
Make sure you bring me back. I want to talk some more some
I
other time.
I promise we will.
And I appreciate the opportunity.
Just don't bust any more water pipes.
No,
man.
Water pipes. No busted. Thank you.
Folks, we're the production of Spatterwork Media and Entertainment in Tallahassee, coming to you from the studios of Moose Magnificat, Tallahassee's radio to the world, bringing you all local musicians playing their original music all the time. That is the sound of Tallahassee. You'll find it at Moose Magnificat, online at moosemagnificat.com. Carl Cerny is our executive producer. I'll be looking for you again next week. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
In 1945, Jack Whidden started a glass company in Tallahassee. Now over 75 years and three generations later, it's still working every day, doing just as Jack wanted, giving his customers real solutions for replacing window glass, providing custom-cut mirrors, and supplying superior bath and shower enclosures. Local building contractors know Whidden Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. They prefer Whidden because of their precision and mastery of eye-catching storefront glass and countertop glass. It's a fact. When you choose Whidden Glass, you're working with real glass people who will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. It's what Jack Whidden wanted, and it's been the Whidden way of doing business for over 75 years. Whidden Glass, Tallahassee's first family in glass since 1945. Call Whidden Glass today or visit them online, 850-222-5781 or whiddenglass.com.